stocks rose today, and it's all got to do with cars. It's the Business News Hour for Wednesday, the 15th day of May. Thanks, everybody, for clicking through. Taxes and President Trump. It's quite a story. We've got that for you. Whole Foods turning a corner, you think? Yeah, we think. Legal pot coming to Sin City is a good idea. Those stories and our Out to Lunch segment with John Norris. John, a longtime friend, most recently ran for governor of Iowa in a crowded primary field, but lost to Fred Hubbell, who then went on to lose to Governor Kim Reynolds last November. John's a partner with the State Public Policy Group, and at lunch we talk about agriculture, rural America, soil, water, energy, and more, and you get to listen in. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. The Business News is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Business News Hour. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Doesn't she have a great voice? I wonder where she got that. Good people. Listen, you want to reach out to us on Twitter, you can do that. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour, me personally. Yeah, you can find me there as well, at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. Well, stocks rose today, and it's all about cars and tariffs. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 115 points at 25,648 after falling as much as 190 points earlier in the session. The S&P 500 gained 0.6 to end the day at 2850, while the NASDAQ Composite rose 1.1% to 78.22. And it all has to do with autos and tariffs. According to CNBC, three news sources said the administration will delay those levies on vehicles by up to 6 months. The news, which was first reported by Bloomberg News, sent auto stocks higher. Fiat Chrysler's U.S. listed shares rose 1.9%, Ford Motor gained 1.2%, and General Motors was up 0.9. Other stocks lifting the market included Boeing and Alphabet. Boeing shares rose 0.8 after the Federal Aviation Administration says it expects the aerospace giant to submit its software fix for the 737 MAX plane very soon. Alphabet, meanwhile, gained 4.1%. Yowza, that's a big number, after Deutsche Bank raised its price target on the tech giant from $1,300 to $1,400. Big up. Equities initially fell after the release of weaker-than-expected economic data that stoked fears that the U.S.-China trade war is dragging down global economic growth. Well, back in 1992, real estate developer Donald Trump lived in a New York luxury apartment, traveled by limousine, and had personal bodyguards. That year, he also reported a negative $750 million adjusted gross income to the IRS. Now, how the future president could live so large while reporting such huge losses has been a question since the New York Times revealed a decade of Trump tax information just last week. While the president claims there were paper losses that could be chalked up to real estate activities, four tax experts said that for the president to have claimed such a large negative income, his business must have bled money for years. Real estate developers do enjoy some of the best advantages in the tax code, but the magnitude of Trump's losses can't be explained by that alone, according to the tax experts. To have achieved $1 billion in losses, Trump would have had to actually lose money. And the fact that he continued to live in a high style even after such failures means that he would have had to either lose somebody else's money or get cash injections from another source. Nobody knows. Nobody's talking. But it is an interesting story. Well, according to new data from InMarket, Whole Foods has seen an increase in foot traffic in the first quarter of this year versus the same quarter of last year. However, the grocer, which was acquired by Amazon in August of 2017, has also seen visits of less than 5 minutes or micro visits rise by 10%. Now, what that means is that some of the changes that Amazon has imposed at Whole Foods, including the addition of Amazon lockers, it's having an impact. Amazon lockers are self-service kiosks where customers can pick up packages and drop them off for return. For this quarter, by the way, foot traffic at Whole Foods was up 16.5%. And Amazon stock has climbed, are you ready for this? 23.7% year to date, while the S&P 500 index is up 13.7% for the same period. Just in case you're keeping score. The Las Vegas City Council this month voted to allow existing pot dispensaries to apply for permits to open consumption lounges where tourists can use marijuana products in a cozy setting, perhaps with a meal and maybe even some live entertainment. While the whiff of legal marijuana smoke floated around Las Vegas as entrepreneurs hopeful about the industry's future, it's got the gaming industry wondering and worrying about this question. And the question is this good for business? A legal path to pot lounges in Las Vegas marks a victory for cannabis investors who are now poised to capitalize on a unique brand of pot tourism with a Sin City twist. But this new genre also represents a potential threat to gaming companies worried that the recreational weed trade could siphon tourists and their cash from a casino corridor struggling to increase profits. Stay tuned. This should be interesting. Well, today you get to listen in as I take John Norris out to lunch. John has a long history in Iowa politics, the USDA, the United Nations, and now with his business as a partner in the State Public Policy Group. John most recently ran in a crowded field for governor of Iowa, but lost in last June's primary to Fred Hubble, who then lost a general election to Governor Kim Reynolds. Click through for a conversation about business, politics, agriculture, energy, soil, water, family, and a bunch more. John Norris, let's go out to lunch.